You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Except by faith you obtain all these things. So give diligence to it. I want my calling and election to be sure. Diligence means to use speed. Pursue these things. Don't despair. Peter's about to deny Christ 3 times. How do I know? Jesus said so. And of course we know more than that. But still, he could have given up. His faith could have failed him there. But when Christ died, he could have never believed it. Oh, how with such great witnesses, true. How could someone not believe with such strong witnesses, such as Christ gave pertaining to his resurrection? How could one disbelieve? But somehow people do, don't they? People find a way to disbelieve. And so it could have been for them to disbelieve. Except that God was intervening. Except that God was building up their faith. That their faith would not fail. And that they would not be discouraged. Peter was not ready to go with Christ to prison and to death. But Christ did not want him to fail at that. That's a good start. You know, I say the same thing to myself. I'm willing. I want to suffer and die for your name's sake. I know that if called upon to do that today, I would probably fail, just like Peter. If called upon to do that at the wrong moment, we would fail. And it is only by God's mercy that we can even extricate ourselves from that failure. But if we live, you know, Judas died. He killed himself. Some deny that he killed himself. He went out and hanged himself. Well, the gospel writers didn't know what they were talking about. And all I'm referring to is the fact that some people suggest that he was snuffed by, the Pharisees, the Jews again. That he didn't hang himself. But it says, he hung himself. It says, well, you know, you've got to read between the lines. It's like, well, you know, what the God, you know something that the apostles didn't know when they said he hung himself. When they get to that point, I can't argue with you. But while we live, we can partake of his grace. He could grant us repentance. So let's seek it. But first, let's seek his righteousness. Rather than looking for repentance and that we should, you know, always be repenting, let's look for deliverance. I've repented. You know, I've always said, I've never repented of my repentance. Long ago, I turned my life away from where it was going. Now, I've exhibited in many ways that I'm not worthy of Christ, yet he is continuing to pull me. My faith has not failed yet. And I pray it never fail. And I pray that Jesus is praying for me. What a powerful prayer that is. Oh Lord, pray for me. Pray for me, Lord. Verse 35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and script and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. And he said unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it. And likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors. For things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are 2 swords. And he said unto them, it's enough. And this is a verse I've referred to from the beginning of Luke. Don't take a sword. But here he says, I told you, don't take weapons, don't take purses, don't take scripts. But now I'm saying, yes, take it. Take your scrip, take your purse, take your shoes. You don't have a sword? Sell your clothes and get one. There is a time for everything. There's a time to own a gun. There's a time to throw guns away. There's a time to take with a bag for collecting money. There's a time to not collect any money. There's a time to live, a time to die. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 1. There's a time for every purpose under heaven. A build, to build, and to plant, to cast down, to destroy, to rip up. There's times for everything, for the opposite actions. There's times to weep and times to rejoice. That's why I don't like the way they portray Jesus in some of the movies. They either portray him as always dour, or they portray him as always with a smile plastered to his face. Who walks around not feeling some difference of emotions? Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! Smile, smile! Don't make me sick. That's the Lord. He's like this 20th century TV personality. On Christian television is what they make him into be. There's a time for taking swords. There's a time for not taking swords. There's a time for everything. Times change. There's a time to sell all you have and come follow me. And there's a time to build a house. And there's a time to sell all your vehicles. There's a time to start making repairs. There's time for everything. We have to be ready for whatever the time calls for. That's the message I want you to understand. Whatever Christ calls us to at whatever time, we have to be prepared for it, ready and willing. When it's time to forsake homes and families, we forsake homes and families. When it's time for whoever does forsake their home and family is and has denied the faith, it's time to stick by them. There's times for every purpose. And you better be right with the times. And what about this lion? They said, here are two swords. He said, it's enough. I don't know if they even understand what he means. You know, they think, we've got a couple swords here, Lord. You called for a sword? He was instructing them. Times are changing. The ministry is coming to an end. He's preparing them for the end. And it really hasn't sunk in yet. Peter didn't know that, he thought, I'll go with you to death next year, next month. Maybe that'll never happen because, after all, you are the Christ, right? I'm willing to go with you to death. It's easy to say when you don't believe it's going to happen. But when it's about to happen, it's not so easy. Peter recognizes that. And he also recognizes the things we need to be built up in. To be built up in our faith, that our faith fail not. And he wrote about that in 2 Peter. I recommend 2 Peter chapter 1. Memorize it. It's good. It's something good to memorize and to think about from time to time. You want to make your calling and election sure. You want to know you're one of God's elect. You will know it when you see those things happening. When you do those things, you know, I'll never fail. In verse 37, Jesus makes reference to Isaiah chapter 53, the final verse. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many. The Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah, two in particular, are very persuasive because they speak so elegantly and in such a way that we know they're speaking about Christ, Jesus Christ, the one we have received as Christ, that we can't help but be moved. Psalm 22, Isaiah chapter 53. And at this point, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 52:13 through 52:12.